since 1988.
As always, right at the top here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Victoria, I trust you're well.
I am very well, thank you.
But what would make us, I think, a little bit hectic, at least for people who have to cover the primary, is this one, when you think of holidays and all that stuff. Is it really true that they're thinking about moving the New Hampshire primary to sometime in December?
It's really quite extraordinary. The New Hampshire Secretary of State has been doing his job for 40 years. His name's Bill Gardner. He's sort of nominally a Democrat, but actually what he is he's, I don't give a damn. I do my job. I don't have a cell phone or email, and I don't return calls. And so that is his attitude. And he's just written a letter today, a three-page statement saying, if Nevada does not adjust its caucus date to a later time, I cannot rule out the possibility of a December primary. And he basically says it leaves New Hampshire no choice but to consider December of this year, the dates of Tuesday, December 13th and Tuesday, December 6th are realistic options. And we have logistics in place to make either date happen if needed. Well, needless to say, everybody has exploded and their heads are in tatters all over the country. Because it means campaigning throughout Christmas.
Right. Right. And plus, for reporters, it would mean if that's your beat, scrambling, talk about logistics, they might have the logistics down, but then everybody else would be scrambling to get the logistics right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people were dreading it anyway, because
right.
already everybody knew that their New Year's had gone down the toilet. Now
right.
everybody knows their Christmas has gone down the toilet. Because, you know, after Florida moved its primaries January the 31st and South Carolina moved theirs up, the whole thing went crazy. But now, what this also means, if he really schedules this primary in December, and he could, because he just might, this gives an advantage to Mitt Romney, this is New Hampshire, and, you know, he's remained far ahead in local polls there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Because he could just slide in there.
He's not interested in negotiating. He doesn't negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, he'll slip that on like a familiar glove. You're right. Ooh. All right, so we'll see if they move that date. Let's talk about the war of words. There's always plenty of them in Washington, but particularly between Barney Frank and Newt Gingrich. What was said today?
Well, last night, Newt Gingrich in the debate said that Barney Frank should be jailed in connection with the financial meltdown. So Barney Frank today said that as to the facts, the Republicans, part of the time under Newt Gingrich, ran Congress from 1995 to 2006, during which period the financial crisis began and rose to disastrous proportions, and says that Chris Dodd and he were in the minority and that no remedial action was taken by Congress until they became chairman of their committees. And then he said, apparently Newt Gingrich, who considers himself one of the intellectual leaders of the free world, is so embarrassed by the fact that he's running behind Michelle Bachmann in Republican polls that it has increased his already well-developed propensity to utter outlandish things.
That's fun. That's Washington politics at its best, I guess, the back and forth. This is Washington at its worst. You were telling me before we jumped on the air that apparently the U.S. is getting a D when it comes to being protected for bioterrorism. Is that right?
Yeah, this is the bipartisan WMD Terrorism Research Center, which is led by former Senators Bob Graham, Democrat Florida, and Jim Talent, Republican Missouri. And they found that scientific advances in biotech over the last 10 years have given terrorists a greater level of widespread access to biological weapons. And that even though we've spent $65 billion on biodefense, the U.S. government is underprepared to combat large-scale attacks that could devastate significant proportions of the U.S. population, and basically gave the U.S. mostly D letter grades with a C in communication. There were seven categories. They got Ds in everything: detection, diagnosis, attribution, the availability of a medical countermeasure, medical management, and environmental cleanup, and a C in communication.
Oh, they better straighten that out and aim for higher grades. That's scary.
Very scary. And this isn't the first such report that I've seen.
Yeah. Finally, the last thing is tomorrow, apparently, the House is going to take up an abortion bill. Is that right?
Yeah, this is interesting because Majority Leader Eric Cantor is introducing a bill tomorrow that it will be a vote to prevent federal funding for health care plans that provide abortion services. And that's guaranteed to polarize. Now, part of the reasoning is that the trade winds could give the House some cover to pass the bill without fanfare. But Republicans really acknowledge that this vote could muddy an otherwise fairly solid week for the Republicans' jobs message. And some Republicans are saying, why are we even doing this? Why are we getting the focus back on something like this when we're supposed to be focused on jobs? But Cantor is saying, look, you know, we had an agreement, our pledge to America. We said we would do it, and we're upholding that pledge. But, of course, they know that this bill's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to get through the Senate. And something like this, the idea of preventing federal funding for health care plans that provide abortion services, would never get signed by the president.
Yeah, no kidding. You said that because it has been a big week for the Republicans, so the timing is weird because you mentioned that with the trade winds, the House approved the trade deals with what, Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. So that is a big deal for the Republicans, right?
It's a big deal for the Republicans and for the Democrats. I mean, it's a big deal for everybody. Everybody's pleased about this because really it was solid rosters of Democrats and unanimous nearly blocks of Republicans who voted in favor of these today. And so, you know, Congress and the president, who was very much in favor of these, could lay claim to a meaningful move to promote job creation. And the rest of the world will notice that. And really, it's the exception that proves the rule. Because this is not common in Washington. And the president has put out a statement saying that these are landmark trade agreements and a major win for American workers and businesses, and saying that he's fought to make sure these trade agreements deliver the best possible deal for our country, and saying that he's insisted we do more to help American workers who've been affected by global competition. And he's saying that it will significantly boost exports that bear the proud label Made in America.
Yeah, wow, no kidding. Jeez. A lot of good stuff, Victoria. We appreciate you giving us all the buzz from the Capitol for sure. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks a lot. All right, the other big story, of course, is Iran, Iran, Iran. I'm sorry. I think when Washington says that all options are on the table, they need to use those options. The White House press secretary, Jay Carney, was careful today when he spoke for the administration. He said it's a dangerous escalation of the Iranian government's long-standing use of violence. We're talking about this plot that was revealed the other day to take out the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Our president spoke to King Abdullah, of Saudi Arabia about the plot. They both agree it's a flagrant violation of fundamental international norms, ethics, and law. So what does that mean? It's time to lay down the hammer. That's coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, it was, probably about 7 months or so ago that Robert Siciliano, who is a top cop, I call him, he's a top McAfee security consultant, sent me an email after I had been hacked. I was, of course, sound asleep, and mayhem was breaking loose, and Robert really pulled me out of the fire, and I was shocked. I had no idea I was so exposed, and it was through a Gmail account. So we've talked about this with Robert before. Are you protecting yourself? Do you realize how easy it is to get hacked into? Robert, thanks for popping back on with us.
Thank you so much, and, hey, I was happy to help when a friend's in need, you know, I'm always there.
Ah, yeah, you were great, because I was just, you know, that's what happens, too. If it happens overnight or it's when somebody's not around, all of a sudden friends are sending notes and your cell phone's blowing up and you have no idea what they're talking about. And mine was that asking for money, I'm stuck in London kind of thing. How big is that? Because I've heard now there's all kinds of letters about people being trapped and needing money that people fall for.
Yeah, these scams are very pervasive today, more so than ever. What's happening is people's Facebook accounts, their email accounts being hacked, and when that occurs, when your username and password is taken over, the bad guy gets in, they access your friends list, they access your contacts, and they begin to pose as you, sending out communications, emails, status updates that you are in some type of distress. And once your friends and family contacts get that communication, they tend to believe it because, you know, essentially it's coming from you. It's coming from your Facebook account. It's coming from your email account. And when that occurs, they sometimes will actually wire money to the bad guy, wherever he may be. Often they're in some either African nation or on the Eastern Bloc, and they have runners, mules, that are in the UK, which is generally a safe place to wire money, and that's what they do.
So what do you do to protect yourself there? Change your passwords often, or what do you do?
So here's the thing. There are a number of ways in which bad guys compromise email accounts, or they compromise Facebook accounts, and so on. You have to make sure that you're, first and foremost, that your PC's antivirus is updated, like that you have it set, so that it automatically downloads and updates your virus definition so that the bad guy can't get any malware, malicious software onto your machine. That's fundamental. Making sure that your wireless connection to the Internet is also secured. And then as far as your passwords go, make sure you have relatively secure passwords, meaning that they're uppercase or lower and lowercase, numbers, letters, characters. If you add at least one or two numbers to any password, it's going to take, you know, hundreds of years for that thing to be cracked. Whereas if you just have, like, your name, your kids, your maiden name, your mother's maiden name, you know, birth date, stuff like that, like easy stuff where the answers can be found, say, on your Facebook page and other places, that's a problem. So you want to make sure that you have good, secure passwords, keep your antivirus updated, and, you know, just be very protective of your data overall.
Is there a difference between, because there's all kinds of things out there, and, of course, you're a security consultant for McAfee. McAfee's great. I mean, we've talked to the CEO of McAfee before. But is there a difference between, because people are confused about this. I've even had a discussion on the air, Robert, about this, anti-spyware things and virus protection. You can get one full swoop, right?
So what you're probably thinking about, what you're probably talking about is, well, first, you want to make sure that you have an all-encompassing product. And McAfee has McAfee All Access, which basically covers all of your anti-spyware, anti-spam, anti-phishing, anti-malware, you know, antivirus. Other than that, what happens is, you know, the different scams that regarding the terminology you just used are often ones that are something called scareware. And scareware is a virus that basically ends up in your machine as a pop-up. So you're surfing the web, you get a pop-up. That pop-up essentially says, you have some type of a virus, and that virus is on your PC, and unless you download and pay $79.95 for the software, that virus is going to get much, much worse. And so that virus, that spyware maker, that ransomware, scareware maker, that software provider, which is basically a scam software, is based somewhere overseas usually, and they created this technology that pops up, and when you click that link, you download something onto your machine that essentially infects it even further, and you may even, you know, cough up a credit card number, and your data is then officially compromised because you've given your information to a bad guy.
Wow. So somebody told me if that happens, you know, and you haven't gotten the McAfee product and you were just waiting for whatever reason, that you unplug everything. Like, you don't click on the red box or don't do any of that. You just unplug your whole system.
Yeah, that's what I suggest as well. The best thing to do really is to disconnect your internet connection. Certainly you can shut it down. You can unplug your internet connection, you know, Cat5, which is that big fat phone looking plug in the back of the PC or the side of the laptop.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, when you disconnect from the internet, then you're isolating your PC from the rest of the world. That really is the first thing you should do when you notice that something bad like that occurring. And once you do that, then you run a McAfee program and you scan your machine. You do a full system scan looking for any malicious software, any viruses that have infected your machine. Beyond that, once you detect that virus, then you quarantine it, and if there are any additional issues, then McAfee also has tech support that you can call that will walk you through a process of cleaning off any malicious viruses.
Wow. That's great advice. Thank you. What about Twitter? Because now everybody's all over the whole Twitter thing. So Twitter is just as dangerous, right? For some reason, people have a little bit of a disconnect with that.
So Twitter is like any other social media site, and the issue regarding Twitter would be if anybody does compromise your account, of course, they can go ahead and they can send out posts as you. They can damage your reputation in that way. You know, posing as you and saying disparaging things obviously would be a problem for you. So it, just like any username and password, protect that. Make sure you have strong passwords, again, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, characters, and so on. And be careful of the links that you click in Twitter because they can be infected links. Like any website, the links that you click on, certainly the short URL links, you know, like the small character links, they the ones that minimize the length of the URL. Ultimately, if you click links that you're not familiar with, then you don't know where they go. That could be a problem. McAfee has something called Site Advisor, and Site Advisor kind of gives you an idea of links that you might be clicking or websites you might be visiting, and if they may in fact be infected or they're associated with any type of malicious software. So it's important that you know you don't just randomly click stuff because you know you can infect a machine. But again, as long as you have it properly updated, you know you have to secure your devices. That is so important today. Whether it's a Mac, a PC, a smartphone, you have to secure all your devices because now more than ever. The bad guys are organized, and they have all the tools of technology to compromise, you know, anybody's machine at this point, especially the ones that aren't properly protected.
Yeah, here's something I didn't think about, and for people listening, I know a lot of them use this. What about Foursquare? I guess it's easy for people to track you down, and so many people I know, Robert, I don't understand why they don't get this because they're tech savvy. You go on to Facebook, and they're telling you every place they've just gone, where they're going to lunch, where they just picked up cleaning, where they're headed.
Yeah. So I'm not too crazy about location-based services. And what they are, ultimately, is a digital explanation of your whereabouts. And they don't just tell everybody where you are, but they also tell everybody where you're not. And so that intelligence could be used against you in a number of different ways. From a personal security perspective, you know, like violence prevention, theft prevention in the physical world, that's what concerns me most about these types of services, location-based. Now, Foursquare in itself is fine. It's just how the bad guys might use it. And so I don't like the idea of somebody knowing where I am at all times or if I'm not home or if I am home or whatever the case is. So if you're going to get involved in location-based services, just simply understand what the risks are. You know, knowing that, you know, if somebody knows that you're at Starbucks, that means you're not home, which makes your home that much more vulnerable to theft, to a break-in. You know, I guarantee you if you're somebody who's being stalked, by a mentally ill person, the chances are you're not going to want to be involved in some type of a location-based services. And people who do get involved, them, you know, they don't realize that people, you know, have a lot of time in their hands, some of them, and they're paying unwanted attention to you, whether you like it or not. And that can sometimes lead to bad things. So you just have to really weigh the pros and cons of it. Certainly there are some pros, but from my standpoint, there are definitely some cons.
Yeah, I agree with you. That explanation is certainly enough for me. Robert, it's always great to have you on the show. Robert Siciliano, terrific McAfee security consultant, CEO of IDTheftSecurity.com, and this man is so committed to protecting all of us. And you always give us nuggets of information that
for
we can take away from this.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
I think it's time to get it on with Iran and cut the nonsense, make a serious decision over what to do about Ahmadinejad, because let's face it, this plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. goes all the way up the chain. How do you think, folks, your government should respond? We have been dancing around the Iran issue for a long time. Let me ask you this. Do you feel comfortable with Iran having nuclear capabilities? Or do you just say, you know what, let them do what they want to do? See, here's where you cannot turn a blind eye to this. Iran is a grave threat, a crazy grave threat to the United States. So, luckily, this plot was stopped, because it had a crazy convoluted start and certainly could have finished in a much different way with the death of who knows how many people outside and inside a restaurant, perhaps in Washington, D.C., because that was the idea. Ooh, where can we get the Saudi ambassador? Let's take out some more people. We'll do it when he's eating. We'll stake out his favorite place. So there is no doubt, as I said at the top, you have our president, King Abdullah, sounding the alarms, that finally saying, look, this is a huge violation of what we do internationally, of ethics, of law. I think it's an act of war. Do you think it's an act of war? Now, finally, I mean, they've been pressuring, they're focusing on pressuring Iran through economic sanctions. But really, no options should be off the table. Meaning, if you have to go in and you got to show them the big boys, you show them the big boys. Because this is no small thing that happened. I mean, this attack could have been disastrous. This was a lucky warning. It was lucky to have caught it, I think. And truly, they believe this reaches the top levels of Iranian leadership. That it goes all the way, like, as I said, up the chain. So, Iran, what it was doing before, the isolated attacks happened in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. This assassination would have happened in the United States. It would have been a terror attack. And it would have hit our neighbor, their neighbor, Saudi Arabia. And us. And collateral damage as well would have happened, meaning how many people, I don't know. So you have to believe that it's time to stop being distracted by Iran. It's time to lay the hammer down. Now, what's also being thrown out there is, oh, is it a rogue operation? Or do you really think the top brass in Tehran were going to target Saudi Arabia? I think the top brass in Tehran were absolutely targeting Saudi Arabia. And they're trying to punish the Saudis. They're trying to go after the Saudis. So, you know, here we go again. You've got the warring religious factions, probably. Iran's Shiite gang and the Saudis' Sunnis. That's why when people talk about peace in the Middle East, you have to remember the thousands of years of religious hatred and warring and factions not getting along. So what's brewing here? They've been fighting each other for a very long time as to who is going to be the top dog, if you will, in the Gulf region. But we're in the middle of this, and this is a very dangerous, dangerous escalation. Coming up here in just a few seconds, we're going to let you hear what the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had to say. But first, Congressman Pete King from New York, he never pulls any punches anyway. He just let it rip. Take a listen.
If this had been carried out, you're talking about an act of murder carried out by a foreign government on our soil of a foreign diplomat. Basically, this would have been an act of war.
He's right. So this plot being stopped was monumental. John McCain said he wasn't surprised, given what's happened in the past with Iran, whether they were supporting Hezbollah or Hamas, the two H's. And certainly, you know, Ahmadinejad has his eyes set on the U.S. and gigging the U.S. any way he can. So at this point, you have Mansour Arabasar, who is the lone suspect in custody. The other one fled probably back to Iran, and they haven't gotten him. I mean, this is an incredible step to go through supposedly a cartel, a Mexican cartel, so they wouldn't leave any fingerprints. They wouldn't leave anything behind on the attack. So if they had pulled it off and didn't accidentally trip up an informant, that's it. They wouldn't have had the clues. It would have taken a while to unravel it if they could have unraveled it at all. So that's why they were doing it that way. Pay the money, get one of the cartel guys to take them out, and you can't trace it back to Iran. I say this is time to really go after this country and take the gloves off. Take the gloves off. More than alarm bells have gone off here. And I got nothing but questions for these cats on the Hill who know whatever they know, or really the State Department, actually. In fact, speaking of the State Department, Hillary Clinton had this to say about the severity of what could have happened.
Targeting an ambassador violates the Convention on the Protection and Punishment of Crimes Against Internationally Protected Persons, which, of course, includes diplomats. This plot, very fortunately disrupted by the excellent work of our law enforcement and intelligence professionals, was a flagrant violation of international and U.S. law.
Yep, it absolutely flagrant. What is the word? Whatever word you want to use. But what do you think, America? Anybody out there feel the same way as me, or is it like, yeah, do we need to get involved in this situation with Iran? See, that's the deal. Because already, look at what's happened in the Middle East and how many resources we've expended on countries in the Middle East. So now you have Iran, but it's too serious, especially something that would have happened in the United States. There have already been roundabout maneuvers toward the United States, and squarely this would have hit home more than they could have hoped for, I think. And that was the idea. We'll shake some people up. We'll rock their boat. They won't even know we did it. We'll get in there and get out. We'll take out the Saudi ambassador to make a point to the Saudis, but yet they can't trace it back to us. Speaking of tracing things back, you can throw in your two cents in there. Do you think we should attack Iran? Frankly, that's what I'm saying. Should we drop some bombs on Iran? Or, again, try the whole diplomatic route, cut off more to, you know, more to economics to Iran, cut off more and more and more and more and more? Or should we just go for the jugular? 800-259-5791. Here's the other thing, in speaking of tracing things back, as I said, this is the other big story to me that's not going away, and I'm sure Eric Holder, the Attorney General, would love for this story to disappear. But I think the question with Eric Holder is, should this guy lose his job? I've done a segment a couple of times here on America Tonight over the past probably 3 years, and as in any administration, there's always a few that really should get pink slips. They didn't work out. They weren't the right guys, whatever. And I thought 2 years ago that Eric Holder should have been let go, that he wasn't the right guy to be the Attorney General. If Obama was going to shed some people, I said it was Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Of course, both of them are still there. With Holder, now this idea that he didn't know Operation Fast and Furious, and he's obviously trying to distance himself from that. I mean, how could he not know that? I think Congressman Gosar had it right when he said if he had no oversight and he knew nothing about this, he was incompetent. If he knew about this, then he was lying. And guess what? That's perjury. So which is Holder? Is he lying or is he incompetent? And if he's incompetent, then the answer is he's not trustworthy and shouldn't be in that position. I mean, we've been down this road with Holder before about, okay, we're going to try the Gitmo detainees in New York City just a short few blocks away from ground zero to prove the point that we can have justice in our country and all that sort of stuff. And, oh, yeah, everyone's on board until they realize how much it's going to cost the city of New York to even have half of the protection they would need for those trials to take place. So we went through that whole rigmarole. We've been through that with the CIA and the whole blame game and then running down to the CIA, you know, 2 years ago to quell their fears because people were jumping off the ship like rats. They were scurrying because they had given their life to the CIA, and then they're saying, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to go after you for what happened in the last administration with waterboarding or other enhanced techniques. You know, the list is pretty long, I think, with Holder, with some of the blunders that he's done. But this one's a big one. I mean, this is the biggest. This takes the cake. Is he incompetent? Is he negligent? Is he lying? Is he, is he an ostrich and he just buried his head in the sand? I can't imagine. I heard he likes to have his hands in everything. You be the judge. 800-259-5791.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York.
I like to call this quick hits before we let you leave the theater for this hour of America tonight. Sadly, folks, another gunman in a big massacre in California. Check out the details on this one. It was during the day when it started to come in. Somebody that I know living not too far away sent me a text and a link to what was happening. And it happened midday, and it was Southern California in a hair salon. And 8 people are dead. 1 is in critical condition. They say that a salon employee who wasn't working said that the gunman was the husband of another employee. So here you got the setup, right? You're thinking he's crazy, something happened, whatever. He runs in. The motive's still, they're still trying to figure that out, right? And just shoots midday in a salon. In a salon. So they found 6 people dead inside. The place is called Salon Meritage. And it was in Seal Beach, California, a pretty popular area. 2 other people died while they were being rushed to the hospital, and one's in critical condition, like I said. So, I mean, the people thought it was like firecrackers. And anyone who's shot guns or been around guns, all of us know that sound. It is a strange sound, and the people were stunned. They really didn't know what to do. It seemed when they found the people in the salon that they were trying to get out of the way. They were trying to take cover. But, you know, you're in a pretty tiny beachfront store in a little city there. So the salon, you're like, you're trapped. And how many exits are there? One out the front and maybe one in the back. And this beach area is a pretty safe community. They had like one murder last year, none the 3 years before that. And then this nut goes in there, and who knows, it was some weird domestic thing or, you know, what it was, but he takes out almost all the people, well, everyone that was in the salon at the time. And all they described the suspect as a heavyset guy with a beard, and he was wearing body armor when he went in. And see, there's two sides of this coin, and we just talked about the whole concealed weapon, concealed and carry, and the fact that Governor Jerry Brown isn't even allowing any weapons to be displayed even, right? So now you have this that happens, and of course there's two ways of looking at it. Someone who's absolutely anti-gun will say, see, there you go, there's the proof. Look at this idiot, he had a gun, he went in. Now you have all those dead people in this quiet beach area. They did nothing to anyone, they just happened to be in a hair salon at the wrong time. Or you look at it another way, imagine if somebody had a weapon and they could have taken this idiot out. Could have taken him out. And so there's nothing but really still questions surrounding why this happened. I think very sad. One of the saddest things we heard on the day. And, you know, this crops up. We live in a big country. A lot of nutty things happen for whatever reasons. Crimes of passion, tempers flare. Never any excuse for that. And especially the innocent people who are at the wrong spot at the wrong time, just happen to be there. Well, he says he's not just happening to be there. He knew all along, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Herman Cain, that he would be in this position. And the latest polls keep putting him on top or neck and neck with Mitt Romney. So once again, he's at the top of the field. In an NBC poll, he came out as, you know, number one, having the most in that poll. And, you know, I say this all the time. I'm a poll princess because I think it's interesting to see the numbers, and because polls do point out certain things. There's a reason why political campaigns pay a lot of money to pollsters and pay attention to polls, because they believe, even though it's a small sampling, generally, eventually, this is kind of the way things go, and it's a way to take the temperature of voters, different kinds of voters. So the star of Herman Cain so far, unlike Rick Perry, isn't fading as much. Because Rick Perry had that quick hit. He was the flavor of the month, and then he promptly flew down the polls when other things started to emerge about Perry that people, I guess, didn't like. He absolutely had his backers, but then there were other people who kind of liked him, thought he was charismatic, then listened to him in the debates or didn't like some of the things that came out about him or didn't like his ideas or didn't feel like his ideas were flushed out enough. So as I said, this NBC Wall Street Journal poll is definitely part of quick hits, because here it comes out again. He's got what's been described as a blunt, folksy, I don't know if I'd call him folksy, but folksy style, that's what some people are saying. 27% of the Republican primary voters picked him as their number one choice for the nomination. Do you know that is a jump of 22 points from 6 weeks ago? Imagine when he was in those single digits and people around him were saying, ooh, we're raising some money, but we're having a tough time here, and you know, maybe we should rethink this and that kind of thing, and he wasn't rethinking anything. So here he is, Romney in second place in that poll, 23%, his same share as the Journal poll in late August, and then Perry just dove. He had 38% in August, what, we're barely through to the middle of October, and he's got 16%. 16%. And what's happening is Herman Cain is defending his 999 plan, replacing the tax code with a flat 9% taxes on business, personal incomes, and sales across the nation. That's what it would be. Boom, boom, boom. So now we have support, I think, that's starting to go Cain's way. Will he get the endorsements? He doesn't want to be the flavor of the month. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be the guy that's standing there at the end. So he went to a fundraiser in New York and in Ohio. By the night he was in Ohio, and he's got a paid staff of about 30 people. Romney has an army. He's got 80 people working for him. 80 people. So he's always questioned about how much money his campaign has. And remember, we talked to Jeff Holtzman, who was in New Hampshire for those roundtable debates, the roundtable debate at Dartmouth, and that was all about economics, and he talked about the funding thing and seeing some things for Cain. So Cain raised $2.5 million during the second quarter of the year, and a person that was apparently close to his campaign when they were pressed about the numbers, they say that he hasn't really raised that much more in the last month. So that's not a big war chest. The current president of the United States, who, keep in mind, is the incumbent, he has the office, so he can campaign as he's moving along. His campaign, $1 billion, they said it would cost $1 billion for his campaign. That's what he was hoping to have. And look at the amount I told for Herman Cain, the amount I mentioned. And there is something about that. You do have to spend the money to try to ensure that the word's out there, that the message is coming across. Now, once it's narrowed down by the Republicans to one candidate, of course, they'll get all the Republican money. You know, once somebody's chosen, once somebody becomes the nominee, and then they get it, so there's a difference. But to get to that point, you have Cain doing the leapfrog move over Romney, but how long does it last? Because Romney, no matter what, over Ron Paul and the others, is the establishment guy. He is the establishment guy for the Republicans. All right, one last thing for quick hits. You know, the Occupy movement at Wall Street? Yeah, they've been there for 25, 26 days. So they were asked kindly to please get out of the way, since it has to be cleaned up. So on Friday, they're going to be forced out of their park area because tents have been thrown up and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the mayor, who really doesn't believe in this Occupy movement, says it's they're misinformed and they have misplaced aim, in his opinion, that it should really be in other areas. They're asking him to clear out of Lower Manhattan because we got to clean things up. There's some sanitation concerns, and that's your tax dollars, New York, at work, cleaning up after the movement, so to speak.